This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Even if you have just a few $1,000, even if you have just a few $100 in the market, you are wondering how long the bad times will last. We don't know. Neither does Sam Stovall, but he is Chief Investment Strategist for Standard & Poor's, the investment advisory firm. Mr. Stovall, welcome to Day to Day. And please, would you just begin here? Define a recession now. It used to be that the word meant the economy actually shrank for two consecutive quarters, negative growth, it's called. Is that still what you mean by recession?
Actually, it doesn't matter what we think a recession is. It's defined by the Business Cycle Dating Committee of the National Bureau of Economic Research. And it was Arthur Okun who in the 1960s had coined the thought that two successive quarters of GDP decline signaled a recession. But we've seen recessions in the early 80s as well as earlier this decade in which we only had one quarter of GDP decline. So it really depends more on employment trends, GDP growth trends, as well as retail spending.
So you've been studying the stock market during the last recessions. What do you find about how the markets do during a recession?
Well, I've always said that investors are like hyperactive first graders playing musical chairs, always trying to out-anticipate everybody else. And that indeed is what has happened in the past regarding recessions, that the S&P 500 has anticipated recessions by peaking out about 9 months in anticipation of those recessions and then have bottomed out about 6 months into an average recession or about three-fifths of the way through.
Where do you think we are now, or is it just impossible to tell?
I think it's very difficult to tell, but when you're dealing with sentiment, which is what I believe is driving the market's activities today, because we really have not had much economic data to tell us that we are in recession, then you have to look to the technicians, the chart readers, the ones who say, well, at what prior area did we see a lot of supply or investors who were willing to buy up stock? And 1250 was a very heavy support level on the S&P 500, which is about a 20% decline from the peak of October 9th of 2007. Beyond this, around 1170, which would be closer to the average decline of 25% for the markets in anticipation of recessions. 1250 is closer to where we are right now, again, on the S&P 500, not on the Dow Industrials, as
yes,
investors might be thinking.
You were quoted as saying recently that you think that this downturn is going to end up either being a correction or a very light bear market. So not that serious a situation, though. Feels pretty serious today. Why do you say that?
Well, I say that because I have looked at bear markets going back in time. I have found that on average, bear markets in anticipation of recessions have taken off 25%. But the average bear market, whether it's recession-induced or something else induced, has seen a decline of about 32% on average. Plus, if I look back to 1990, 1991, a period fairly similar to what we're experiencing today, in that we had the savings and loan crisis, we had the junk bond meltdown, we had another increase in military activities with Iraq. What we found back then is that only in a three-month period did we dip into a bear market mode with a decline of just 20%. Also, when I look at valuations, or basically the cost of owning stocks, the price-to-earnings ratio today is actually 20% below the average price-to-earnings ratio over the past 20 years.
So what you're saying is stocks, actually, as you study them, they're not really overvalued right now.
Compared to the last 20 years, we find that stocks are not overvalued. If you look back going to 1935, however, they are slightly higher than the average price-to-earnings ratio over the past 70-some-odd years.
You are Chief Investment Strategist at Standard & Poor's, Sam Stovall. What are you doing today, buying or selling?
Today, I'm actually looking very seriously at buying, primarily because, as I had mentioned, the level of 1250 on the S&P 500, which indicates a low-level bear market, to me would imply that possibly we're very close to the end of this decline. Also, it reminds me that the market tends to recover all that it's lost in a minor bear market in less than a year. And so if I am long-term oriented, I would want to take advantage of prices or stocks that are on sale rather than wait for them to be bid up once again.
Sam Stovall at Standard & Poor's. Sam, thank you.
Happy to be here.